Well, praise the Lord, and God bless each one of you on today. The word of hope that the Lord has put upon my heart, and I pray that this word will be helpful to those of you that are in need of this word. God knows who is in need of a word, and the word that we are in need of. All of us are in need of a word from the Lord. On this word of hope today, I just want to just refer to the book of St. Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 32. I'm not going to read that. I'm just going to refer to it, and you can read it after. The word is, you shall recover it all. You shall recover it all. Not you can recover it all, but you shall recover it all. And the shall comes in when we obey the word of God. When we obey the word of God, then the thing that God said will happen, it will come to pass. And so I'm just going to say today, you shall recover it all. Not just you can recover it, but you shall. If you are a listener and you have ear to hear and you have the intent to believe this word, you shall recover it all. Whatever it may be, you shall recover it all. Today I'm going to be talking about several things, but I'm going to try to put it all together right quick. I'm going to start out with how the prodigal son was spiritually diagnosed and spiritually prognosed, where he knew exactly what it is that was going on in his life, and he also knew how it could be if he would just obey the word of the Lord. Many times we call him the prodigal son, but it's not the prodigal son, it's the prodigal son. Prodigal son, he was spiritually diagnosed and he had a spiritual prognosis. And this message today, this parable today that Jesus spoke about, I'm not going to retell it because it is a parable that Jesus told. But I do want to add something that the Lord is showing me about how it's a spiritual analysis that I want to give you on today of what Jesus was revealing beneath the surface. Jesus was revealing something very deep that not only covered this one particular son, this prodigal son. We can take the word son off of there and we can just say the prodigal. Prodigal is so very, very important to understand. It's something that God wants us to know about the word prodigal. Prodigal means that we're wasteful in some ways. We are moving in a direction where we are not taking advantage of what it is that God has put before us. And so the prodigal son, he had a spiritual diagnosis in this parable, and also a spiritual prognosis. Go to the doctor and they will give you a diagnosis and then they will give you a prognosis. In other words, they will tell you what the issue is and they will tell you how you can be delivered from it, or you can have a more productive, healthy life if you follow these instructions. So we're talking about a spiritual diagnosis, but Jesus never gave out a spiritual diagnosis without also revealing what the spiritual prognosis is, what can happen if we obey the word of God. Dr. Jesus, I'm just going to call him Dr. Jesus on today because he is the great physician. He's the master physician of the soul. In the parable of the prodigal son, Jesus is not just telling the story, but Jesus was actually revealing beneath the surface and performing spiritual diagnostics and also revealing spiritual prognosis. Dr. Jesus, in the parable of the prodigal son, he shows what sin does to the soul. He shows what separation does to a person's identity and what rebellion does to a person's unhealthy appetite. And also what repentance does to destiny and what the Father does to restore. And that's the part that I want to talk about today as well. I want to talk not as much about dehydration, spiritual dehydration, but I want to talk about spiritual rehydration. Spiritual rehydration. That's when you are rehydrated. Many times our lives spiritually get to a place where we are dehydrated spiritually, and it causes other things to be out of sync. But I don't want to get into that as much today as I want to talk about how it is when Jesus brings about rehydration. In other words, that is the prognosis that Jesus lets us know that we can have if we just obey the word of the Lord. The prodigal son is a case study in spiritual health. Prodigal son's spiritual diagnosis revealed the true condition of the prodigal son's soul. Dr. Jesus quietly, in this parable, he gives us several diagnostic layers. Spiritual rehydration is when God feels what life has drained from us. In the Old Testament, we find the passage of scripture in Isaiah 44 and 3. It says, "For I will pour water upon him or her or them or y'all or us all that is thirsty, and him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground." There's a reason when the soul runs low. There comes a moment in every believer's life, one time or another, when the soul begins to feel empty. The soul begins to feel dehydrated. It's not sinful. It's not rebellious. It's not backslid. It's just low. Low on strength, low on clarity, low on joy, low on spiritual stamina. We think it's physical, but in many cases, dehydration is a spiritual condition. And Jesus, Dr. Jesus, the great physician, he tells us in this parable regarding the prodigal son, he's saying this is not failure, it's fatigue, it's spiritual fatigue. He's saying this is not rebellion, it's depletion. Depletion, that means when you have run dry, your soul is dry. That's not backsliding, it's dryness. And the Holy Ghost wants me to let you know today and to declare that God has a spiritual rehydration plan for each one of our souls. Let me go back to what I said a few minutes ago. Every believer, somewhere in their lifetime, they have face-to-face contact with spiritual dehydration. And the reason we survived, I said we, not y'all, the reason all of us, each of us, survived that spiritual dehydration is God had a spiritual rehydration plan for each one of our souls, and we applied God's plan, God's word. God does not just expose dryness. God restores water to that dryness. By His Spirit, God does not just diagnose depletion. God pours out refreshing. In other words, what I'm saying, I'm trying to say, and I hope that you follow me along. I know I'm going kind of fast, and I know it's kind of heavy, but you need to go into our website later on and check it out exactly from the summary that's going to be on our website. What I'm saying is that Jesus, He knew how to give spiritual diagnosis, and then He also gave spiritual prognosis. In other words, He pointed out something, and then He gave the answer, or He gave the solution to the problem. There is a such thing as spiritual rehydration. What is spiritual rehydration? Spiritual rehydration actually is the supernatural replenishing of the believer's inner life through the presence of God's Word and through the Spirit of God. God spiritually rehydrates His people. It's God. God is doing it through the Holy Ghost, refilling those things that life itself has drained. Did you know that life is kind of hard? But I want you to know there's nothing too hard for our God. God restores what pressure, life's pressures, has weakened us. God sends rehydration, reviving what dryness is trying to suffocate in our lives and in our soul. God is reawakening what fatigue has tried to cause us to be silenced. But that spiritual hydration is not an emotional hype. It's a spiritual infusion. It's not a momentary feeling. It's a divine replenishment. I could go from Genesis all the way to Revelation. I was thinking as I just said that, how the prophet was on the run and he was hiding out in the cave. Praise God, an angel had to come and wake him up and give him some spiritual rehydration. And the Bible says that he went on and he ran and he was restored for a long time, even after that, because of spiritual rehydration. It's not a momentary feeling. It's a divine replenishment. It's not a temporary relief. It's an internal restoration. Here's the reason why believers need spiritual rehydration. It's because life drains you faster than you realize. What happens is we are pouring into others. We're pouring into family. We're pouring into ministry. We're pouring into our work. We're pouring into our responsibilities, whatever they may be. We're pouring into people who depend on us. The question is, after we do all of this pouring, who's pouring into us? Jesus is that great spiritual rehydrator. Even Jesus withdrew to replenish. If Jesus, the Savior, needed refreshing, so do you. Because spiritual dryness, it sneaks upon you. Spiritual dryness does not announce itself, does not ask any come into our soul. What it does is it creeps in. It builds a nest. It accumulates. Well, you don't notice you're dry until it's hard for you to worship. Your worship feels heavy. Your prayer feels forced, like you're just forcing prayer. You don't really feel it. You're just praying. You're just forcing yourself to pray. Your discernment becomes dull. Your joy becomes elusive and distant. The scriptures feel flat because this thing called spiritual dryness is subtle. But the spiritual rehydration is supernatural because the world is in need of spiritual rehydration. Not just the world system, but the inhabitants of the world, including the believer. Dr. Jesus, what he does, he comes in, he diagnoses our situation. In the parable of the prodigal son, Jesus diagnoses the prodigal son. Again, I'm going to drop the word son because it's just a prodigal. That's just any of us, each individual. We are prodigals. The prodigal son, he had a dislocated heart. In Luke 15 and 12, the prodigal son says, Father, give me my portion. Just give me. Before the prodigal son left the house, the prodigal son left the heart posture of a son. Before he left, he had already left in his heart. Prodigal son's spiritual diagnosis. Prodigal son, he wanted the father's resources without the father's relationship. Prodigal, he valued his inheritance more than his intimacy. Prodigal son desired freedom without fellowship. The prodigal son, his spiritual diagnosis was his heart was drifting before his feet ever left his father's house. His heart had already left the premises. It was drifting. One day his feet caught up with where his heart was, and the prodigal son left out. Dr. Jesus, he keeps diagnosing this prodigal son. The prodigal son had suffered from a distorted identity. The prodigal son, he left home believing he could handle life without the father. The prodigal son, he suffered from an identity distortion. The prodigal forgot who and whose he was. The prodigal son, he forgot where he belonged. He had identity distortion. Identity distortion always leads to spiritual dehydration. Identity distortion. When our identity becomes distorted, that's the first step into spiritual dehydration. Dr. Jesus, he diagnosed the prodigal, and he had a disordered appetite. The prodigal son, he wasted his substance with riotous living, the Bible says in St. Luke 15 and 13. The prodigal, his appetite outran his spiritual discipline. The prodigal desire outran his discernment. The prodigal son, his freedom outran his maturity. And so the spiritual diagnosis is what Jesus is underneath the surface. He's letting us know that the prodigal was feeding his flesh while he was starving his spirit. There will always be spiritual dehydration when we are starving our spirit and feeding our flesh. Dr. Jesus, as he continues to diagnose prodigal, it's like a spiritual MRI. Dr. Jesus, he saw a depleted soul. Prodigal began to be in want in Luke 15 and 14. That's the moment spiritual dehydration has full control. You have no joy, no peace. You have no clarity. You have no covering. You have no identity. Actually have no strength. So the prodigal, because he was empty financially. Dr. Jesus, he keeps on diagnosing the prodigal. And there was a degradation of dignity. The prodigal son, he joined himself to a citizen of that country. The Bible says he was feeding the swine. He had lost his identity, and there was some degradation of his identity and his dignity. That's one of the lowest points. You see this Jewish lad feeding unclean animals. We see a covenant child living beneath covenant privilege. We see a royal son living like a slave. The spiritual diagnosis of sin didn't just drain him, it degraded the prodigal. But Dr. Jesus, he keeps on diagnosing. And he brings up a desperate thirst. The prodigal son, he got to a certain place in St. Luke 15th chapter and verse 16, which says the prodigal son would fain have filled his belly with the husk. Prodigal son, he was so dehydrated spiritually that he tried to satisfy himself with what the pigs ate. Oh my, spiritual diagnosis. That's when the soul is dry. It will reach for anything. Jesus made a final diagnosis, and that was a divine awakening. The prodigal son came to himself, the Bible says in St. Luke 15 and 17. That was the turning point. Each one of us, we have to get to the turning point, but we come to ourselves by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Holy Ghost performed the final diagnosis, and you're not where you belong. You're not who you're acting like. You're not living what you were born for. So that's the diagnosis. It's complete. And the prodigal son's spiritual prognosis is the good news. A spiritual prognosis, but it reveals the future outcome of a soul that responds to God's diagnosis. And the moment the prodigal came to himself, heaven released everything new. Heaven released a new prognosis. It was a restoration that came to the prodigal son. The prodigal son says, I will arise, St. Luke 15 and 18, and I will return and go back to my father. That's what Jesus is telling us today. The prodigal son, his prognosis was not death. His prognosis was he was able to return. It was not destruction, but his prognosis was restoration. It was not condemnation. It was reconciliation. God's spiritual prognosis always begins with hope. Hope was that the Father is actually waiting on the Son. And he was not waiting, he was not watching to judge. The Bible says in St. Luke 15 and 20, while he, as the prodigal son, was yet a great way off, his father saw him because he was looking for him. And the prognosis is not rejection, it was an embrace. The good news is the prognosis. It was not punishment, it was compassion. The good news of the prognosis, it was not distant, but the prodigal was running toward the father. So the father's posture actually determined the son's future. Well, I'm going to close it out for today, but the prodigal son's identity was restored. Luke 15 and 22, they bring forth the best robe. The robe restores identity. The ring restores authority, and the shoes restore sonship. The prognosis is not former sinner. Prognosis is fully restored son. Dr. Jesus, prodigal son, his position was redeemed. Put a ring on his hand. The ring meant that the covenant was restored. Gave him authority. His authority was restored because of the ring. His relationship as a son to the Father was restored because of the ring. And I thank God for this word on today. I pray that this word is helpful. I pray that you get revelation, personal revelation out of this word on today. The prodigal, the story will end in a good life ahead, not a loss. For the Father said, for this is my son who was dead and is alive again. The prognosis was resurrection. The prognosis, the good news, was revival. And I thank God for this word on today. May the Lord continue to bless you. May the Lord continue to shine upon you. I pray this word is worthy of you obtaining this word and then applying this word to our life, because you shall recover it all.